USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde school shooting was a complete disaster. Very young children were murdered, and response by law enforcement was an abject failure. DPS Director Steve McCraw.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Waiting on a key for an unlocked door delayed law enforcement for well over an hour. It was revealed in the Texas Senate Tuesday. President Biden will call on Congress in a speech Wednesday to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September. Tim Stewart on Fox News is with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association.
It's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
The Senate advanced and is poised to vote on gun control laws this week. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Let's get more information on the Uvalde school shooting investigation.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas isn't happy about some new information that has been revealed about the Uvalde shooting.
What is most alarming about the testimony that Director McCraw gave was this information that that door was never locked, likely never locked, because it was the strike plate that didn't work.
Republican Dan Patrick, reacting to remarks from Texas Department of Public Safety Colonel Steve McGraw, who says he doesn't believe the shooter had time to lock the Robb Elementary door last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 5-year-old boy died inside a very hot car in Texas Monday while the family was preparing for his older sibling's birthday celebration. That was taking place later that day. The child was mistakenly left in the vehicle outside the family's Harris County home for multiple hours. The local sheriff said his temperatures outside climbed to 100 degrees. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or air. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
The Uvalde police are facing major scrutiny for how they responded to an active shooter at a school where 19 children were murdered by a crazed 18-year-old boy. Republican congressional candidate and deputy sheriff Yesley Vega weighs in on the criticism on Fox News Wednesday morning.
Look, it's a tragedy. I think that it's very easy to sit back and try to criticize. I'm certainly very interested in continuing to see what other details are made available to the public. But certainly it's a tragedy, and I can't imagine all of the suffering and pain that parents are still feeling. But it's absolutely our duty as public servants to ensure that we do our best to uphold that oath that we've taken, which is to serve and to protect. And I'm really going to be focusing on that as we continue to campaign and looking forward to talking about this issue more in the fall.
Tim Stewart with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association talks about gas prices and the Biden administration's inept response.
The president seems to completely avoid any addressing of the issue, which is we've got to increase long-term supply. He's like the college freshman who refuses to study for the midterm. And the reality is that we've got to address long-term supply. These gimmicks that the administration keeps throwing out, whether it be a gas tax holiday or gas cards or what have you, they're gimmicks. And the global markets don't respond to gimmicks. And this is the problem with the administration. They don't have, they're just, it's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.